Imagine kneeling on cold stone, the scent of incense heavy in the air, as a red-hot brand sears your flesh. For Riot Archer, this excruciating pain marks his final initiation into Lord, leaders who believe in order, know when to rule, and are deities. This secret brotherhood controlling the world from the shadows includes senators and CEOs, all graduates of Barrington University's hidden curriculum of violence and control. The path to becoming a lord is brutal. 4 years of increasingly violent trials testing loyalty, devotion, and commitment. As a freshman, Riot executed a traitor without hesitation, methodically carving the lord's crest from the man's chest before slitting his throat. By junior year, he was eliminating wealthy businessmen with surgical precision. Each test pushed him further into darkness, molding him into someone who views power as the ultimate currency. His reward? Unprecedented wealth, influence, and a chosen one, a woman assigned as his personal property. What Riot never anticipated was receiving Blakely Anderson, a woman connected to his rival Matt, or how their twisted relationship would unravel everything he thought he understood about control, possession, and ultimately himself. 3 weeks after his branding ceremony, Riot receives his assignment. Blakely Anderson will be his chosen one. After studying her routines, he engineers their chance meeting on campus, warning her about animals that roam these halls. Their connection deepens at a lord's party where masked figures wear black cloaks. That night, devastated by her boyfriend Matt's betrayal, Blakely encounters a masked Riot who offers comfort. He blindfolds and handcuffs her, pleasuring her until she loses consciousness. Later in the library, Riot reveals himself as her masked lover, promising, "What I did to you was just the beginning." He leaves her GHB with a note saying, "Drink me." Feeling trapped in her controlled life, Blakely drinks it impulsively. While unconscious, Riot enters her apartment, touches her intimately, and leaves an invitation to the ritual vow ceremony. Have you ever wondered how quickly control can become comfort when everything feels uncertain? For Blakely, Riot's dominance offers a dark alternative to the life planned by others. At an abandoned cathedral, Blakely undergoes a transformative ritual after accepting Riot's invitation. Witnessed by cloaked figures, she's handcuffed, cleansed in a baptismal pool, and marked as Riot's. After reciting her vow, she's submerged underwater, then made to kneel before the congregation. Riot later explains, "You'll be covered in my bruises. You serve me while I protect and own you." Despite her conflict, her body responds eagerly to his claim. At the House of Lords, Riot controls Blakely's life completely, restraining her, installing black curtains in her apartment, burning revealing clothing, and punishing disobedience. When she confesses a rape fantasy her ex had shamed her for, Riot offers to fulfill it without judgment, creating an unexpected bond. Their relationship deepens until Blakely discovers Matt speaking with Cindy Williams, Riot's future wife. Matt taunts that she'll eventually belong to him, while Cindy will be Riot's wife, shattering Blakely's growing attachment. Matt reveals a devastating truth. Riot paid Blakely's father $500,000 to marry her, tracks her phone, and blocks calls from her loved ones. All lords control their chosens this way. Matt admits offering $50,000 for her himself, reducing her to merchandise. Heartbroken, Blakely leaves her wedding ring, phone, and purse on Riot's bed and flees. For 3 weeks, she hides as Ray at a dive bar until a man attacks her in an alley. As he chokes her, threatening to send you back to him in pieces, Riot appears, slitting the attacker's throat. "I told you, you can't run from me. I'll always find you." Later, Riot confesses everything. Their chance meeting was engineered, yet he unexpectedly fell for her. "You, Blakely Ray Archer, are my heaven," transforming their relationship from possession to partnership. The Lords control society through corruption and intimidation, blending ancient traditions with modern brutality, demonstrated when Ashley, Matt's girlfriend, is tortured and drowned for helping Blakely. The web of lies unravels when Riot discovers through DNA testing that Valerie isn't Blakely's biological mother. The truth emerges about Leanne Mays, Phil's first love from Barrington Academy, a woman presumed dead for 20 years. Matt and Valerie kidnap Blakely to an abandoned warehouse where she learns she's pregnant with Riot's twins, transforming her fear into determination. Valerie threatens to cut out the babies unless Blakely cooperates, revealing plans to claim one child while Matt takes Blakely. After rescue, they return to the cathedral for Matt's execution. Leanne dramatically interrupts, exposing Valerie's scheme to purchase Blakely from the Winstons. She gives Blakely a knife for revenge. Blakely stabs Valerie as Riot whispers, "You did good, Blake. You're my good girl." Later, Leanne reveals she's been orchestrating everything, including Blakely's chance meeting with Riot. When she suggests Blakely's sons are destined to become lords, Blakely vows to protect her family. Leanne responds chillingly, "You can't stop what's meant to be." The Lord's lifestyle demands constant vigilance, creating a complex web of protection and control. Riot secretly implants a tracking device in Blakely's neck and admits to tampering with her birth control to bind her through children. He arranges for a double to attend her classes, explaining, "I'm a lord. We don't have to show up. No matter what, we graduate." This power exists alongside real threats, proven when Matt brutally attacks Blakely, hospitalizing her with a broken nose. Paradoxically, Blakely responds by binding herself more tightly to the Lord's world, asking Riot to brand her with his ring. "I want something permanent, something that proves I'm all in." Though reluctant, he heats his ring until glowing and marks her below her breast. This voluntary submission transforms their relationship. When confronted about his manipulations, Riot confesses, "You might have started out as an assignment, but you are my life now. You three are my life." When Blakely asks if he believes in heaven and hell, Riot says he doesn't believe in life after death. The Lords have shown him darkness exists without dying. He tells her, "You, Blakely Ray Archer, are my heaven," promising to show anyone who hurts her his version of hell. This dichotomy defines their relationship. The violence and control evolve as Blakely realizes that while manipulation brought them together, staying is their choice. "I only need to know who I am with him, his," she acknowledges. 18 years later, they have twin boys and a daughter named Ryan. Though the Lords, Riot's career, and their children tested their marriage, Blakely continues to choose him daily. When their son Rain wants to join the Lords, the cycle threatens to repeat. Yet within this predetermined path, both find agency, creating their version of hell within hellish constraints. In the end, true power lies in choosing love despite everything.